We'll now begin the hearing on LD 898, an act to require labeling of genetically engineered marine organisms. I'd ask Representative Chapman to come forward and present his bill.
Thank you, Senator Johnson, Representative Kumiga, and other members of the Joint Resource, the Joint Committee on Marine Resources. My name is Ralph Chapman. I represent House District 37, and I sit on this committee. I'm bringing to you today a bill requiring labeling of genetic engineered marine organisms, and it's very simple for me to say what the bill does and why the bill is before you. It will take me a little while to explain some of the complexities that are surround the topic area. So, the purpose of the bill is to protect Maine's fisheries, and in particular to protect the Maine aquaculture fisheries, and in particular the Maine aquaculture salmon industry. And I will explain what the threat is to that industry from genetically engineered marine organisms that are not labeled. Now, were it to become law, the bill would prohibit the sale of genetically engineered marine organisms unless they were conspicuously labeled as such. The law would take effect next January 1st and apply to products sold wholesale, retail in raw form, retail in processed form, or for immediate consumption, such as in restaurants. Failure to comply would be a civil violation carrying a fine up to $1,500. So that's the part that sounds simple. So let me get to the part that's a little bit more complex. This bill does not exist in a vacuum. I only intend to speak to the bill that's before you, but I'd like to explain its relationship to a bill that had a public hearing yesterday down the hall, which it was broader in scope. There's a similarity and there's a difference, not only in scope. So let's discuss, let me jump back and first explain a few details of the bill here, and then I'll get into the relationship with the general matter. Genetically engineered is defined in statute right now, and I've put a copy of the definition on the second page of my written testimony. I'll read it. Genetically engineered means the application of in vitro nucleic acid techniques, including recombinant deoxyribonucleic acid and direct injection of nucleic acid into cells or organelles, or the fusion of cells beyond the taxonomic family that overcome natural, physiological, reproductive, or recombinant barriers, and that are not techniques used in traditional breeding and selection. That's the definition currently in statute. There are two aspects of that definition which may cause some concern and is at least worth being aware of. I want you to be as aware as possible of all the potential concerns that may come to you about the bill. One is that seed oysters are done by a polyploidism technique that I would call a forced polyploidism, and that is not, by my reading, relevant to genetically engineered, so that this bill would not require the labeling of polyploidism techniques used in the oyster industry. Secondly, my reading of this definition, I have to admit, I'm not certain that it's clear that it includes the descendants of the genetically engineered organisms as well. I suspect it does include that as it's written, but I certainly intend that would be included. So that deals with the definition matter of genetically engineered. The bill is related to genetically engineered marine organisms sold for human consumption, so it does not include ornamentals for display in aquaria, for example. At the present time, there are no, to my knowledge, there are no genetically engineered marine organisms for sale as food. In fact, I think it's, I'm not sure that there's any genetically engineered organism, animal, I'm sorry, I don't believe there's any, currently any genetically engineered animal sold for food anywhere in the world. I might be mistaken on that point, but fish, genetically engineered fish, would very likely be the first, and there are varieties of efforts underway at the present time to develop such a product. And so the purpose of this bill is to preemptively protect against a type of problem that comes if that product becomes available in the marketplace and is not labeled. And I'll go into a little bit more detail in a moment. So a major problem with trying to label genetic engineered food, and by the way, it's a very popular thing to do. More than 90% of the people would like genetically engineered food to be labeled. A reason why it is not is because the Constitution, U.S. Constitution's First Amendment, which gives us free speech protection, also protects us against being forced to speak when we don't want to. Simple example is we all have a right to say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. We also all have a right to not say it, and that, the case law is very clear in this matter. There's no question about it. So the, in the matter of a corporation who has the legal standing of a person subject to the First Amendment rights, is that they cannot be forced to say that they have a genetically engineered product if they don't want to, unless, and this is the important part, unless there is an overriding public interest in forcing them to say something they otherwise would not want to say. So the constitutionality of this bill before you depends upon the strength of the overriding public interest. The same is true of any other bills that there may be relating to labeling of genetically engineered organisms. I want to impress upon you, and I hope that by the end of my presentation you will understand, that the bill before you is more robust than any other that I've ever seen or heard of with respect to being able to withstand a constitutionality challenge. That does not mean that you may not hear from a lawyer or someone from the Attorney General's office or the Attorney General herself may speak to this matter and may offer you an opinion, and I can offer you my opinion, and you can come to your own opinions. The opinions that count, of course, are those of the justices of the U.S. Supreme Court at the time this case gets to them, and we don't know who that group of people will be. Nevertheless, I'd like to explain to you why I think the bill before you can withstand a constitutional challenge. And not only does it have to withstand a constitutional challenge, it has to withstand a kind of bullying that happens if you defend against a constitutional challenge and lose. You suffer financial risk for paying the court costs and the opposition's attorney fees. This is a built-in incentive not to try to get too close to the line of constitutionality, and I understand that and respect that. I think that this bill is sufficiently far away from that line that the financial risk of defending against a constitutionality challenge is not too great. Now, let's get to the point about the overriding public interest. There are a variety of elements to the overriding public interest, some of which are very similar to other GMO labeling bills and some that are particular to this one, which I want to concentrate on. First, all of them have to do with what we'll call confusion in the marketplace on the part of the consumer. If, as a consumer, you are not sure what it is you're buying, that may affect your purchase decisions. And there's an interest in having people in the marketplace know what it is that they're buying. That is certainly a public interest. all of those types of public interests that relate not only to this bill but to the one in broader in scope apply to this bill, but there are some additional public interest matters that apply to this bill specifically, and that has to do with the protection of our aquaculture salmon industry. Now, the people of the state of Maine license the aquaculture industry in Maine to grow salmon under the condition that they do not grow any salmon, do not possess any salmon that is genetically that is genetically engineered. In other words, the salmon industry in Maine, as it exists right now, is licensed by the state of Maine, the people of the state of Maine, on the condition that they do not use genetically engineered fish. And the reason for that is the protection of the endangered species of the wild salmon in our region. So we have a particular interest on the people of the state of Maine to protect our salmon industry, which, because of its relationship to the endangered species of salmon in the region, causes us to not allow for genetically engineered fish. And therefore, all of the salmon that we produce in the state of Maine is not genetically engineered. And if a genetically engineered fish were available, and if a consumer, well, even if a genetically engineered fish were not available, but if a consumer believed that one was available and went into the marketplace, they could easily be confused as to whether or not the fish that was offered for sale was genetically engineered or not. If, because of that, and the public polls show that people will tend to avoid genetically engineered foods if they know of them, that would cause them to choose not to purchase the salmon, that would be a direct sales loss to our industry. Now, there are several other aspects to the overriding public interest related to the protection of our salmon fishery, which includes it's a local fishery, the transportation costs are lower, the carbon footprint in terms of global climate change are lower to be able to eat salmon that's grown more locally. So the people of the state of Maine have, in addition to the regular interest of not being confused in the marketplace, which pertains to all GMO labeling bills, with respect to the one before you, they have an overriding interest in the protection of an industry that's a local industry, that provides the ability to get the fish to fresher at lower transportation costs, at lower carbon footprint cost. Now, you did not expect, I'm sure, to hear all of that with respect to just labeling genetically engineered marine organisms, but I think it's important for you to understand the context that this bill fits in with other efforts to do labeling of genetically engineered food, and because you may hear some of those arguments after I finish speaking. I did also have passed out to you 2 pages from 35 pages of a general permit, Atlantic Salmon Aquaculture Maine Pollutant Discharge Elimination System Permit. If you look on the last page of that, on page 28 of 35, you'll see under section part 2, section I, paragraph 3, I will read it, transgenic salmonids are prohibited at these facilities meaning the facilities where the aquaculture facilities for growing salmon. Transgenic salmonids are defined as species of the genera Sammo, Anchorhynchus, and salvinlinus of the family Salmonidae and bearing within their DNA copies of novel genetic constructs introduced through recombinant DNA technology using genetic material derived from a species different from the recipient and including descendants of individuals so transfected. This prohibition does not apply to vaccines. I just want you to be very clear that genetically engineered salmon is not allowed in the by license for the salmon aquaculture industry in Maine, and LD 898 is intended to help protect that industry. I'm happy to answer your questions now or at any time. Thank you.